like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Carolyn, there's a movie that was recently here that I just want to talk about, even if it's not here now.
You liked it that much?
I liked it that much, so I wonder if you saw it. It's called Holy Motors.
Oh, John, you know I saw it. You made me see it. This is like the art film of all art films. It's French, and I like the French. They brought us Coco Chanel.
Oh, yes, they did.
And the Ooh La La.
Oh, yeah, and the Eiffel Tower.
And this film.
Yes.
Called Holy Motors.
Yes.
And holy...
To me, it's exciting because it's almost inscrutable. There is so much going on here.
That's
that
exciting?
Doesn't make, yes, because it doesn't make sense, but it does in some sense make sense to me.
Okay, it reminds me of what it must have felt like to be a hippie free love person, you know, listening to The Doors,
getting
70s,
high.
Getting super high and not
yeah.
knowing what the heck is going on,
right.
Because that's what this movie feels like. This movie is about life, about aging, about what it's like to be an actor. You follow this one character as he plays different roles. Oscar dresses
yes.
up as different people. He puts on makeup and then plays different roles, like underground troll who licks the armpit of Eva Mendes.
A beggar lady, an assassin,
right, and
banker, at least nine.
Right, a father.
Yeah. These are appointments. He's riding around in a stretch limo,
a white stretch
limo, and this is where you get the idea of Holy Motors, because there are several of them that come back. It becomes a fantasy where the cars actually talk. So there's a whole bunch of motifs going on here.
Right.
But basically, this very fine actor acts different parts. And to me, not only, as you said, they're really about performance art, but I also think it's about death.
Well, that's what I was saying. It's about aging. It's about life.
Good. Yes.
You missed that part, John.
Thank you. I got the aging. I didn't get the word death.
Because I wasn't done. I was saying, John, this movie is about what it's like as the life of an actor, knowing your time is running out. And really, when you look back on your life as an actor, you're living other people's lives without really living
sure.
your own. The most exciting part of your day is when you're playing someone else. It's like the art film of all art films. It's an hour and 56 minutes. That is, in one word, tedious. While at times it was interesting, it's like enough already. We get it. It could have been an hour long and I would have kind of celebrated it and been like, this is interesting. There's a great musical interlude that's actually called Interlude.
Right. It's like Woody Allen.
It's right.
Breaking into song.
Okay. Don't even compare this to Woody Allen because I love Woody Allen. This is definitely one of those highbrow, we don't understand it because it's so deep
it's
kind of movies.
It's avant-garde. Don't try to make a whole lot of sense of it. Don't try to connect the dots. But this guy is a tremendous actor. His name is Dennis Levant.
And the guy who wrote this and who directs it, his name
yes.
apparently is...
Leos Carax.
If you scramble around the words, the name of the main character in this, Oscar, whatever. There's a lot of grunting. Oh, is this too lowbrow for you, John?
Could I make an allusion here?
Uh-oh, guys, he has a piece of paper. He's taking a piece of paper out. This is going to be some grand statement. Monsieur DeSando.
All the world's a stage.
Oh, goodness.
And the men and women merely players.
Is this going to be an every week thing?
They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. As we know, that's Shakespeare's As You Like It. And I couldn't help but thinking that about the parts that we play as Monsieur Oscar plays all of his
All
parts.
The world is a stage, John, and you're its biggest star. What's your grade? Is there a T for tedious?
I don't know if I can give this a grade. No, I'm just kidding. And the grade is going to be B, because it is somewhat baffling.
B for baffling? That's a new one.
Yes.
Okay.
Because of its discursive style. I think it's not for everyone, and I wouldn't want to mislead people by saying this is an A number one, because even intellectuals might find it.
But a B is misleading. And I honestly think you're right. It's really difficult to grade this film, because this is not your average film. So I'll give it a B minus for background.
Oh, Carolyn, holy moly.
Holy motors.
It's Movie Time is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center, presenting their third annual Holiday Film Classics, starting November 21st with perennial Christmas season favorites on screens every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. Listen to shows, read reviews, go online, wcbe.org.